We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Triangle, right? I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Ye, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning,
Angela.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne
the God. Oh, before I say anything, is that Envy's phone?
That's Envy.
Envy sound horrible.
Peace to the phone.
Or whatever. Peace to the planet is. What is the day?
You're right.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
How do I usually say it? It's hump day?
Guess what day it is?
Oh, peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
What's happening?
Good morning. I reset. I sound better.
No, you don't sound better. But if you want to believe that, continue.
We'll try again.
All right. All right. Well, happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
That's
Today's
right.
It's a big day. It's inauguration hump day.
Yes. And it's very important to keep in mind that today is inauguration day and not the day that Donald Trump leaves office. I mean, today is the day that Donald Trump leaves office, but media, don't make it about Donald J. Trump, okay? We have a new president in Joe Biden, a historic first, and a vice president, Kamala Harris. Today should be about them. Whatever Trump has done or will attempt to do today to keep the spotlight off of that, remember, you don't have to give it to him, okay?
Okay. Do I sound any better, guys?
Not really, but, you know.
Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. It always happens.
So you mean, do we want to talk about Trump this morning, though? I mean,
if he's done some stuff, he's pardoned a bunch of people. We got to talk about Donald Trump.
You can talk about the pardons, but don't make Donald Trump the A story. I'm watching New Day on CNN this morning. Literally all he was talking about is Trump. Don't make Trump the A story and the inauguration the B story. That's whack, and it feeds into exactly what gave Trump the power and stranglehold he has on the media now. And media can't use the excuse that, well, he's the president, we have to report on the president. That don't apply anymore. So remember, whatever he does today to take attention from the inauguration, just know you don't have to give him that attention. Make him the C story, actually. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. What are we talking about, Yee, besides Donald Trump?
I guess we can also talk about Joe Biden.
My point exactly.
All right. Well, we'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting?
Well, let's start with Donald Trump is leaving office and he gave his farewell speech. You want to hear what he said?
Sure. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States,
I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more. This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word.
Oh, God.
Luck.
Once again, man, don't make this about Trump today. Let him be the C story. Inauguration, A story. Kamala being VP is the B story. C story should be Trump leaving. Okay, whatever Trump going to do today to take attention from the inauguration, just remember we don't have to give it to him. But the media won't admit Trump fuels headlines. He's good for business. He moves the needle. News outlets won't know what to do over the next 4 years without that chaos. If y'all find a way to still make this about Trump, all you're doing is giving him more and more power, still allowing him to build up his base even more.
All right. Well, I also want to hear what Joe Biden got a little choked up. I'm sure you guys saw his speech as he is preparing to leave Delaware.
You know, Yuval, it's kind of emotional for me. But look, and I am even more proud to be standing here doing this from the Major Bo Biden facility. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have one regret. He's not here because we should be introducing him as president. But we have great opportunities. Delaware's taught us anything's possible. Anything's possible in this country. So God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Yeah, that's what it should be about today. He's just not as exciting as the one that's leaving, that's all. It's just that simple.
Well, if you want to watch the inauguration today, the swearing-in ceremony starts around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. And there's also performances, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Garth Brooks, who else? Justin Timberlake. They've also announced a special Our White House, an inaugural celebration for young Americans event. That's going to run from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So
don't forget about
that'll be the first.
Don't forget about our dog, Ann Clemens. Now, I drop on the clues bombs to Ann Clemens.
Shout out to Ann Clemens now.
Only black person up there performing.
That's right.
Snoop Dogg guy, Ann Clemens. What up, man?
Big Ant, Big Ant.
We see you, my brother.
We see you, bro.
Those people who are confirmed to appear during this live stream event, it's the first ever curated live stream for young Americans, include Kiki Palmer and Dr. Joe Biden. So, excited?
Big Ant!
Ant, what's happening?
Ant
make
Clemens.
Sure you wear your beanie, Ant.
Word, all right? Ant.
You make sure you wear your Scully. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Ant Clemens, okay?
That's right.
You show him and Justin to perform that record they got together. Maybe. Is it fitting for the moment? I don't know.
I don't know. But Jersey, stand up, Ant!
You sure you're from Jersey?
Now, Howard,
yes.
Howard University. Jersey. Howard University and the University of Delaware marching bands are going to be the escorts during the inauguration for Biden and Harris.
As they should
obviously
be.
Kamala is an alumnus of Howard University. Joe Biden's an alumnus of the University of Delaware.
And as a meme I posted last night said, Joe, I don't care how much you hear ski-wee or whatever the AKAs be doing, just don't do it back, okay? If you hear somebody say H-U and then they respond, you know, when they do it again, I know it's tempting, but you don't let that you know fly, Joe Biden, unless somebody gives you permission.
Today. He might let it fly today.
And remember, they saying you know. Now go, Joe. They saying you know, all right? Not go, Joe, okay?
12 Army National Guard members have been removed from Inauguration Day. There's 25,000 altogether. So 12 people have been removed. Two of the individuals were flagged because of inappropriate comments and texts. The other 10 members were removed for questionable behavior found in the vetting process.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody in Congress can trust anyone around them after what happened at Capitol Hill on January 6th. Like, they better than me. Because if all the Congress people that I saw say that they were going to stay home today, I can totally understand why.
All right. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Danny Small from Ohio.
Danny, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, good morning, man. Hey, thank y'all for having me. I just want to make a comment on the military, military personnel being in there and the white supremacy. They've been there for a very, very long time. I've been in the military 20 years. The good old boy system has been around a long time. It should have been addressed. I'm glad it's coming to the forefront. Even though all the violence I do not condone, it's something that all black people have to recognize now that it's coming to the forefront and we need to all address it. Thank you for the time. Shalamar, you my brother, man. Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning. I appreciate y'all, man.
Shalamar.
Take that to the bank.
Shalamar, the old group from the 60s and 70s, sir.
They sound some dope music,
I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Okay,
I'm Charlamagne. What they say.
But let's be honest, too, my brother. There's not a system in America that isn't rooted in white supremacy. So, you know, whether it's the military, the police force, they're all rooted in white supremacy.
But thank you for calling, bro. All right, Shalamar. All right, who else we got on the line? Hello, who's this?
All right, DJ. DJ.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what up? Get it off your chest. What you doing over there, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get up here in the morning, man, out here, man.
Bro, don't be calling us before you brush your teeth, bro.
No, I ain't. Let's check me out, Sean. Man, my last time we talking about him. Yeah, it's about a honey pack.
Like,
what is a honey pack, man? What is that?
Oh, the honey pack, the VIP honey pack, King. You ain't ordered none of that yet?
What is that? What's up, DJ Envy?
Angela
Yee,
how y'all doing?
You ain't ordered like Royal Honey VIP, man?
But I heard it gives you headaches sometimes or something like that.
Okay, I don't use nothing, man, but him. But I got T-shirts for y'all, man. This Terrell, L.A. You know, it was 3 o'clock, but I got to talk to y'all. It's my new thing. I have to talk to y'all, you know, get mine in for the day.
How you go from honey packs to T-shirts, bro?
I don't know what you're talking about. You call here talking about honey packs, now you're talking about T-shirts. I'm picturing you right now with your T-shirt and panties on. Huh?
No. What? No, stop. Stop clowning, man. It's me, man, Terrell. I got my 8th episode, man. Talk to Terrell and Eva.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
Talk with Terrell and Eva.
Oh, yeah, the podcast. Yeah. Talks with Terrell and Eva.
I got 8 episodes now, man. Y'all, I want y'all to look at whenever y'all can. Tell me what y'all think about it. But I want to give y'all some T-shirts. I love y'all. You know, I got my own little, trying to do my little own clothing brand, you know, Key Circle.
Okay.
It's a private clothing brand, you know.
I just want the record to show that you got to start treating your mouth like a car. You got to warm it up first before you drive it in the morning.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean?
It's three in the morning.
I know. But once you started talking, we started understanding you more. You got to just let your mouth warm up next time. That's all.
You know, I'm excited, man, to talk to y'all, man. Come on, man.
I appreciate
all right,
you.
Come on,
man.
Have a good
one, man.
Thank you.
Happy
birthday, Miss. Thank you so much. I understood that.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing. Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Continue for 14 miles.
Okay, somebody's on the ways. Good morning. Get it off your chest.
Yes, this is Nikki from New York, currently living in Texas.
Oh, okay. That's why you don't know where you're going. And you got your ways telling you.
Yes, definitely. But I'm trying to get it off my chest because my deadbeat baby dad running around somewhere ain't taking care of his kids that he begged for. Got me working 4 jobs.
Wow.
1 full-time, 2 part-time, and I'm contracted with my own business now. Thank God is good.
All the time.
And he ain't paid child support since May 2017. Don't want nothing to do with his kids because I don't want nothing to do with him.
I got to hear both sides.
Stupid.
You could be painting a negative picture of that, man. I got to hear both sides.
Well, I'm sorry, Mama.
Oh, okay. No problem.
But I'm with you, girl.
Well, I'm sorry, Mama. Well, you have a good day.
Got to hear both sides. That's her side of the story.
Hello, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Aaron, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Well, first I would just like to say, you know, I'm happy that I made it through. I wanted to say that also I'm thankful that, like, this is the first day of Biden's new presidency. We don't have to have Trump anymore. You know, just like, I don't know, man. It just feels like a new day.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, sir. That's what good leadership is supposed to do. Good leadership is supposed to make you feel better. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news and let y'all know that nothing is changing today. Everybody's still got a whole lot of work to do. COVID done killed over 400,000 people. So many people out of work. Okay, the black community, you know, still is in shambles in a lot of different ways. You know, I was on a phone call yesterday for my folks in South Carolina, just simply trying to get rural areas in South Carolina broadband. You know how many people just don't simply have internet? And think about that at a time like this when kids got to do schooling from home. They don't even have internet. Man, America got a lot of work to do.
And some students don't even have laptops.
That's another thing I said on the call yesterday. I'm like, man, we talking about broadband. These kids don't even have laptops and tablets to do their schoolwork on.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Pop Smoke. There's a movie that's coming out, and he makes his acting debut in that movie. So I'm sure you'll be interested in hearing it. Sounds like a different type of theme.
All right, we got that next. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Pop Smoke.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, they've just released a trailer to a movie called Boogie, which stars Pop Smoke. And now that movie will be released on March 5th. And here is the trailer.
No one believes in an Asian basketball player.
Have mercy on my soul.
We can cook, clean, count real good. But anything else, we pick last.
Cause I got it on me.
But if you stick to our plans and we beat Monk, we get our shot at the NBA.
Yo, who's that?
Oh, that's Eleanor.
He could get it if he stops staring.
As a self-hating Chinaman, I was skeptical about Boogie.
What's up, War Talk Soup?
Come on, back in the locker room.
All right.
I can't wait to see Boogie. Boogie's gonna be a good film. I actually have a role in that movie. I may or may not be the star basketball player for a rival team. You just have to wait and see. But
there's no way you can't play basketball.
Slime, you judging me? Okay. All right. Salute to my guy Eddie Hong for casting me in that. And what's sad about this? I remember Eddie on set being excited. Super excited to have Pop Smoke in the movie and raving about how Pop was a star. And when you see the success that Pop had with music last year, this movie would have taken him to superstar status. So, you know, very tragic to see that not happen for him. But
how big was your role? Because I don't see you in the credits, man. I'm looking right now. How big was your role?
Don't worry about it. But when you see me dunk on somebody, just know it's not a stunt double. Just know it wasn't a trampoline. That was just me channeling my inner child when I had a 72-inch vertical back in the day. Ever told y'all that?
No.
When I was 16, I had a 72-inch vertical leap?
No.
Okay.
Well, the story is about an Asian-American basketball star trying to make it to the NBA.
I dunked on him.
Shut up. I'm sure.
Vince Carter style, between the legs. Bow!
They lowered the rim.
No, they didn't. 10
to
feet.
To 4 feet.
10 feet, 72-inch vertical.
All right, now Jasmine Sullivan will be singing the national anthem during the Super Bowl, and her will be singing America the Beautiful. As you know, The Weeknd is performing the halftime show. What do y'all think about the event?
I love it. Come on, man. First of all, drop on the clues bombs for Jasmine Sullivan and her. Okay, Hotels is absolutely positively a classic. I love the record that Jasmine Sullivan and her got on that album. Mm-hmm. What is it, Girl Like Me? Is it Girl Like Me? I don't remember.
You know, I never know the names of songs.
Me neither. I think it's Girl Like Me, though. I'm almost positive it's Girl Like Me.
All right. Well, I'll definitely be checking that out. I can't believe it's almost Super Bowl time already. And Kyrie Irving, let's discuss his absence from the Brooklyn Nets. Now, he has addressed the media for the first time since he hasn't been playing in the past over 2 weeks. And here's what he had to say about not playing.
Can you shed some light on what the last couple of weeks have been like for you and the time you needed off?
There's a lot of family and personal stuff going on, so just want to leave it at that.
All right. And again, we never know what's happening in people's real lives. Now, he also talked about his teammates being supportive.
Kyrie, how supportive have your teammates and the organization been during this time?
It's been great. It's been enough support for me to, feel like they have my back. And, you know, that's all I can ask for, you know, the support, not only me, but my family. You know, I'm a hometown kid, so, you know, things hit a little different when, family or personal stuff going on, and that's up to me to handle that as a man. But, yeah, I just take full accountability for my absence with the guys and, you know, just had a conversation with each one of them, and we move on.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that yesterday, and it just sounded to me like he needed a mental health break, you know? I get it. I will say, though, someone like him can go a long way into normalizing that, but you got to express it to people. Every team and corporation should allow folks mental health days. Those are like sick days. I have them, and I use them when I need to. Sometimes you just need to disconnect. I get it, but when you disconnect and don't tell anyone why you disconnected, you leave it up to the public to come to their own conclusions and create their own narratives. That's what happened in this situation with Kyrie.
Right. Well, I'm sure his teammates knew because he did say they were supportive of him, but the general public just didn't know. And maybe he needed a moment for that, too. Now, how do you separate what's going on in your real life from work? Here's what he said.
Just a separation between what's going on here, you know, when I'm playing professionally and what's going on out in the world. And if you don't create that distinction, then it's easy to feel the weight of the world while you're going out there and playing. So, you know, I would be lying sitting here and saying I don't feel what's going on in the world and nor am I paying attention to it. You know, I just have a huge responsibility, I feel, to continue to serve my community and underserved. And, you know, when I'm out here playing, it's continuing to leave knowledge with these guys and commit to something, like I always say, bigger than ourselves.
Listen, I can't show up for you if I need somebody to show up for me and right now. I can't pour into you if I have nothing to give. If I'm empty, I can't give you anything. So sometimes you got to sit down and recharge. So I have something to give my job. You know what I mean? I have something to give my team.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
All right. Well, Kyrie is happy to be back.
For me, I'm just taking every day, just being grateful. And, you know, I'm back. I'm happy to be back. And we got some great pieces. And we just move on. And I let my actions and my game speak for itself like I planned on doing. You know, just needed a pause.
I get it.
All right.
Man, you mental health days should be like sick days. For every corporation, period.
All right. Well, he is expected to play tonight. So they'll be playing the Cavs tonight. So Yes, that's the expectation.
Well, get ready for all of that judgment and critique that's going to come, because people can't wait to pick that situation apart.
Yeah, okay? But he still gets busy, though, regardless. So I'm sure he's not worried about that part.
I just
want to
see if it's going to work. We just want to see if it's going to work between Harden shooters, and Durant and Kyrie Irving. I mean, it's only one ball. You know, I just want to see how it's going to work. That's all.
Okay.
Well, since we're talking basketball, I just want to also send a shout-out to Delonte West. Apparently now he does have a job working at the same rehab center that he just was attending. So it's the Rebound Therapy Center in Florida. And as you remember, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban reunited Delonte West with his mother in September. They've been staying in close contact. He's been having some well-documented struggles dealing with mental health issues. He struggled with substance abuse after the end of his career playing basketball. He had multiple arrests, a lot of different incidents that happened publicly. He was estranged from his family and friends. Then there were some pictures that surfaced of him where he was not looking too healthy. And Mark Cuban stepped in, got him to reunite with his family, got him to go to a recovery center, and now he's working there.
Incredible. Drop on the clues that bombs for Mark Cuban. Drop on the clues bombs for Delonte West for getting it together. See what happens when somebody cares, all right? People just need folks to put their arm around them sometime. You know what I mean? People be wanting to get up. It's not like they want to stay down. Just sometimes they need some assistance. That's all.
All right. Well, that is your rumor reports.
All right. Now, also, shout out to DJ Self, man. It's today's DJ Self's birthday, man.
Happy birthday,
does he need some assistance?
I don't know. Maybe with his hair or something. I don't know.
Somebody sent me a reel of DJ Self, and they were so mad at DJ Self's outfits.
All his outfits. I seen
man,
that, too.
Man, that was crucial, bro. Like, man. And you know what it is? Like, I'm not a fashionista. But here's the thing. I don't attempt to dress up. Self attempts to.
That's
what makes it look crazy.
All right.
And I'm tired of
you city
folk acting like y'all not as country as the rest of us. Y'all match everything.
There's no proof sales from New York. There's no proof he's from Brooklyn.
Man, stop. Y'all match everything. Colorful this, colorful that. I seen DJ Self with New York Knicks boxer shorts, socks, hats.
Skin kinky.
How you find a New York Knicks wife beater? Where you get New York Knicks jeans from? They make New York Knicks jeans?
I don't know. I heard Self originally from South Carolina, but
that's
I don't know.
True.
But anyway.
That's absolutely not true.
Now, we got front page news coming up.
Well, yes, let's talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They are making history today. Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. Obviously, Kamala Harris is making history as the first ever woman who is a vice president the United States. And we'll tell you what some of the first things are going to be that they do.
I heard he's going to pardon some of Self's outfits. That's going to be like the first 3 days. That's what I heard.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello. I guess MV9.
Hi. I don't know. Usually we hear music. I talk.
He said, here we go.
Usually we hear here we go, guys.
Usually you say, here we go, and then we hear the end of a song or something.
Get it together, you ghetto bastards.
Come on, Dramos. What were you doing?
I said, here we go. And we were Googling information about who had the lowest rating. There you go.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Where we starting, ye?
Well, let's see. I mean, there's so much going on today with inauguration, and I want to make sure we shout out Kamala Harris, the first woman ever to be vice president in the United States. Now, ahead of Inauguration Day and all the activities that start today, which we'll also break down for you, here's what Kamala Harris had to say.
For many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together. Though we may be physically separated, we are united in spirit. And my abiding hope, my abiding prayer, is that we emerge from this ordeal with a new wisdom to cherish simple moments, to imagine new possibilities, and to open our hearts just a little bit more to one another.
I had no idea that Kamala Harris spoke yesterday. I heard that briefly mentioned on one of the news stations yesterday that her and Joe spoke, but I didn't see it simply because, you know, they still making Trump the A story, and it shouldn't be that way today, okay? Today is Inauguration Day. Joe Biden going in should be the A story. Kamala Harris, historic first for VP, should be the B story. And whatever Trump has done or will attempt to do today to keep the spotlight off of that, remember, you don't have to give him the attention he's seeking.
Well, Joe Biden's first executive order will be a nationwide mask mandate. So he's addressing COVID-19 as one of the first things that he does. So that will direct the agencies to take action to require compliance with CDC guidance on mask wearing and physical distancing in federal buildings, on federal lands, and by federal employees and contractors. The president's also calling on governors, public health officials, mayors, business leaders, and others to implement masking, physical distancing, and other public measures to control COVID-19. They said it's not a political statement. It's about the health of our families and economic recovery of our country.
Yeah, and so all you privileged, entitled white folks, just know mask mandates are not oppression, okay? It's to stop the spread of COVID-19, right? Okay?
True oppression is when everybody's not wearing a mask and you're concerned about yourself. That's oppressive to me if you're not wearing a mask out in public and breathing all over me. All right. Now, on a typical inauguration day, obviously, there would be hundreds of thousands of people in D.C. Everybody goes. But this year, everybody has to stay away. They've been encouraging people, do not try to go to D.C. As we told you previously, Airbnb canceled all reservations in D.C. But there are some things that you can join in virtually, in addition to the broadcast of the inauguration and the swearing-in ceremony. And some of those events, there's a DNC watch party. That's an online service for people to organize and host their own virtual inauguration watch parties. There's women and the vice presidency, because obviously we told you Kamala Harris is making history today. So the Demena Children's History Museum in New York City is hosting an online event for children of all ages to learn about what led to this historic moment. There's a Biden inauguration special that Tom Hanks will be hosting. It's called Celebrating America. Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are set to give remarks during the 90-minute television special. It'll also honor healthcare workers, teachers, other Americans who have worked during the pandemic. So that program will air at 8:30 p.m. Eastern today. But a lot of this you can watch on CNN. You can watch it streaming, Facebook, all of that.
Yeah, nothing you mentioned sound like the food going to be hitting at any of those events.
I mean, it's virtual.
Yeah, but I just did everything you mentioned. I was like, the food sound like it's just going to be terrible at every single one of those functions.
You know what event's going to be terrible today?
What?
Donald Trump's departure ceremony, because he's doing this whole thing. And they said dozens of his current and former administration officials have been invited to his farewell ceremony today before all these activities happen. And it looks like a lot of people aren't going. They said he was trying to invite any and everybody.
Now, don't act like Trump don't be having hidden ass food at his functions. Okay, Trump keeps
Chick-fil-A.
Simple. Chick-fil-A,
McDonald's.
You know what I mean? McDonald's, tried and true favorites that can't fail us. All right?
Yeah, they said because he's so toxic right now, even some of his own staff members and some of the higher-up administration officials aren't even trying to go. They even invited a lot of the junior aides who never personally interacted with Donald Trump. They said they're trying to beef up the guest list because a lot of people declined.
Man, talk about the legend of the fall-offs. You know what I'm saying? You know when you hide everybody all on you, you know what I'm saying? When you got the power, when you got the money, when all that gets taken away, you really get to see who your true friends are. Okay.
That's the worst. You have a party and no one shows up?
No, all is Chick-fil-A for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, in addition to all that, they talk about Donald Trump's approval rating is 34%. His disapproval rating is 61%. And they're saying that is the lowest of his whole entire presidency and one of the lowest ever for a president, I think, in the past 70 years. And Melania Trump also is the worst. She has the worst popularity rating for any first lady at the end of her term in polling history.
What Trump should have did is pardon these people earlier so they would be coming home today. And then
so
the people he pardoned could be at his departure party.
That'll
you got Lil Wayne and Kodak Black, you know, headlining your departure party. You might have something. Nice little Chick-fil-A Popeye spread. Okay, now we got a party.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about those pardons in Rumor Report.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Everybody laughed at Lil Wayne when he wore that sweater, took a picture with Donald Trump. People were mad at him, wanted to cancel Lil Wayne. But now that he got pardoned, I see everybody saying fire emojis, the GOAT. The GOAT's coming home and all that other things. What's so funny?
I see people putting the flowers up, like giving him his flowers. Like, Jesus, y'all was just killing Wayne for taking this picture with Trump.
Yep.
Now y'all posting the picture with Trump and Wayne and celebrating.
All right. So have your thoughts changed? Let's open up the phone lines. If you were Lil Wayne, would you wear that sweater? Would you take a picture?
What's your wet ass sweater?
Your wet Why is that the sweater? First thing?
Because that sweater just seems mad weird. Would you wear that sweater? Would you take a picture with Trump and endorse him if you knew that you would get pardoned?
Let's did open up. I guess he did endorse him. I guess that was
yeah, he did. Yeah,
that bro. He endorsed him, bro. He wore a sweater. Took a picture with him at the White House. He wore the sweater. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. We know that you ride black people.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Lil Wayne. Now, you know, a couple of months ago, people were mad at Lil Wayne, wanted to cancel Lil Wayne when he endorsed Donald Trump. He went to the White House, he took a picture with him, and he wore that sweater. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Would you do the same if you knew that you could possibly or be pardoned for a crime that you committed? All right. Now, ask me, yes, I would have wore the sweater. This is Wayne's second gun charge. Wayne might have sat down for 10 years. I mean, to take a picture, I think I would have did that to get pardoned.
And maybe endorse him, not just take a picture, but you also have to give your
Wayne probably would have had to do what, 10 to 20 years? This is a second gun charge? He's a felon? Yeah, I think I would have I would have did it. What about you, Yee?
Of course. I'm not trying to go to jail. Yes, I definitely would have. I definitely would have wore that sweater with some leggings.
Okay, what about you, Charlamagne?
I don't think it's a fair question.
Why not?
Because it's easy to say what you would do when you're not in that situation. You know,
we're saying we wouldn't do the morally right thing. It's easy to say you wouldn't.
Who says it's morally right, though? Morally right is up to you. That's based on you and your ethics and your principles.
I'm talking about myself. Morally, that's not what I would want to do.
And listen, I think that Wayne did what anyone should do, and that's work with whoever is in power to get something done. You know,
that's a yes for you.
Let me finish. I was reading yesterday that Snoop was working quietly to get Harry O, former founder of Death Row Records, free. And when I was reading these pardons, I saw mad folks had people advocating to the president on their behalf. So I strive to not judge people for what they do when they are in survival mode. So Wayne did what he felt like he needed to do. I honestly cannot answer what I would do in that situation. I can't give a simple yes or no.
Wear a sweater and leggings like he? You wouldn't do that to make
if
sure
If I was
that...
to wear that sweater, I would have wore it with some khakis. Did Wayne have on khakis? I think he... Look at this picture.
He had on jeans, I thought.
Yeah, I think he had on jeans.
Yeah, I would have wore it with some khakis. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. But I'm not mad at Wayne for what he did. I know that much. Because like I said, I'm not judging people for what they do when they are in survival mode. I'm just not.
So would you have done it or not? Or would you say, you know what, I'm going to sit down for 15 years?
I don't know. I really don't know what I would have done in that situation. That's why I say I don't think it's a fair question, because it's easy to say what you would do when you're not in that situation. Yeah, it's easy to say, yeah, I would do it. Or it's easy to say, no, I wouldn't do it. I don't know what I would
close
do.
Close your eyes. You're facing 15 years. You're not going to see your daughters in 15, and all you got to do is wear the sweater. Would you wear the sweater or not?
But that's not just what he did. He wore the sweater. He wore the sweater. He endorsed Donald Trump. You know, he talked about Donald Trump's platinum plan and how it was a great plan. Like, there was a lot behind it. He didn't just wear the sweater.
You know what? It wasn't the sweater. I think it's the gray turtleneck under it. That turtleneck didn't go with the sweater.
That's what made it.
Nah. It's the dreads. It's the dreads with the bald spot in the middle for me.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all just forget.
Like, you can't send us a man that got dreads in a bald spot already. It's just like the man's suffering enough.
Yo, shut
You're
up,
gonna
man.
Lock him away. Come on.
Hello, who's this? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's going on, bro? It's Mello.
Mello. Come on. Don't get too real. Let's be honest, Mello. They're about to give you maybe 10 to 20 years. It's your second gun charge.
That's right.
All you gotta do is
put on that sweater.
Put on the sweater and hold Donald Trump's penis when he pees and shake it after he's done.
You ain't gotta do that. But you gotta put on the sweater, Mello, and endorse Donald Trump. You doing it?
No.
Mello.
I mean, you lying, Mello.
Mello.
Why are you going to tell a man he lying?
I have morals. First of all, I'm not putting myself in a position to get locked up. I'm not putting myself in a position where I'm going to need...
Yeah, we didn't ask that.
We didn't ask you that. So you can't do that. You can't play that part of the game.
I keep telling y'all it's not a fair question. It's not that easy to say yes or no.
It's not a fair question. We don't like Trump. Like, Wayne don't even like Trump. Like, look at his dreads. He don't like
How do you know?
Like, he got three dreads left, and they hold it on his hair like... Like, you see him, and you're wondering why he was on Trump. But he did it for hip hop, I guess. But like, look at him. Look at your dress. Right. Look at who you support.
We talk about you, Mello. We talk about what would you do?
Mello said no.
I'm not doing it. You just want to lock me up.
All right, Mello.
That's what I said. It's not a fair question, because it's easy to say what you would do when you're not in that situation. I don't think anybody wants to go to jail.
No.
All right? And I don't think that you're going to go to jail if you have the option to do that. Put on a sweater, you know, the turtleneck, go in there with your three dreadlocks. I don't think anybody would, you know, just say, hey, I'm going to accept jail time if it's something that simple I have to do. But you just never know till you're in that situation.
Well, Mello said he would go to jail. Let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Oh, Susan, hey.
Hey, Susan. Now, we're asking if, you know, you had a gun charge and you could possibly get 10 to 20 years in prison. Or you had to wear that sweater and I don't even know why I keep saying wear the sweater, but if you had to endorse Donald Trump, would you do it?
No.
You would go to jail for 10 years?
Yeah, I'd go to jail.
I don't believe, I respect your answer, okay. But once again, I just don't think this is an easy question. It was easy to me. None of us are in that situation.
I'm loyal to my people. I'm not loyal to Trump. He don't care nothing about any of us.
Yeah, but what about Wayne's kids? You know what I mean?
Wayne's kids got to deal with it.
Yeah, see, that's easy for you to say. It's so easy for us to say when we're not in that situation. I strive to not.
It's a true question and a true answer, because he did the crime, did the crime.
You sound like you got two cornrows, two. And am I lying?
No.
How many cornrows you got?
Three.
None.
Oh man, that's you're a bald head, scallywag. Ain't got no hand to bat.
All right.
None.
Well, Oh my God. 800-585-1051. You know, when Wayne posted the picture of Donald Trump wearing that sweater, everybody got on Wayne. Now when he's partying, they're giving him flower emojis, fire emojis, welcome home to GOAT. Yes. So
like you said, we heard a lot of people behind the scenes who were actually trying to get Kodak Black got pardoned. We don't know. And he was vocal about his support for Donald Trump too, right?
I never heard Kodak Black supporting Donald Trump.
I don't remember that.
I never heard that.
I know he wanted to get pardoned, but
I definitely heard him say, y'all want to get pardoned by Trump, and he would donate $1 million to some charity if he got pardoned by Trump, but I never heard him endorse him. But once again, man, I keep telling you, I strive to not judge people for what they do when they are in survival mode. Wayne did what he felt was best for Wayne. I'm not mad at that. I don't think this is an easy question just to say, what would you do in that situation?
800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Lil Wayne. Now, a couple of months ago, when Lil Wayne endorsed Donald Trump and he went to the White House, he took a picture, he wore a sweater, people were mad and upset getting on Wayne. How could you? You traitor, all these things. But now that he got pardoned, everybody has changed their mindset. You know, giving them flowers, calling them the GOAT, welcome back home.
He,
and all
I mean, listen, stuff. He is a GOAT now.
He is, absolutely clear. Is.
Yeah.
So we're asking, if you were in Lil Wayne's position, would you wear the sweater? Would you do the same thing? Hello, who's this?
What's up? This kid, Jay Dye from Michigan. What's up, Envy? Remember last time I was on here, we were talking about how good your beard looked.
Oh, thank you, brother. Oh,
okay. Why are you lying to that man? I can't trust you now, King. You lying to that man. Telling him, why are you lying to that man?
About how his beard looked.
If you got mad at his last time, I was talking about the pay ain't, man.
Sure, the pay ain't. Good, man. That pay ain't.
He said it three times. Anyway, what would you do, bro? What would you do if you was in Lil Wayne's
position? Listen, I think I'm you and Charlamagne the Mage, man. So I say snitching on loyalty and selling out is the new norm, man. I wouldn't do it, but I mean, it's normal to people now.
So you would sit down for 10 years.
Wait, what is snitching have to do with this?
Wait a minute. He didn't snitch. He wasn't.
It's the same. I mean, you and the president don't like black folks, man, but you take
that ain't snitching.
That ain't snitching, though. He just made he made what some people feel is a bad political decision, but that's not snitching. Come on, man.
Yeah, I get it, but it's just as bad. Would you take a picture with Trump?
No. But if I was facing 15 years, I'd like to
I don't think that's a fair question.
Not for no reason.
He didn't think he was going to get pardoned. He was taking it because...
No, I'm sure he thought he was going to get pardoned. I'm sure that was the reason why his team set that up.
Absolutely. I'm sure that was the reason for that.
I'm sure that was the discussion. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, I'm sure that was the situation.
I don't know. Everybody's different, man. I wouldn't put myself in a position like that.
Let me ask you this.
Are
you married?
His 10 years ain't
going to
be like a regular
10
years for anybody else.
Man, stop, man. Y'all got to stop saying stuff like this. 10 years is a long time.
Let me ask you this. Are you married? Are you married?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, would you take a picture with Chum to keep your wife out of jail for 10 years?
I mean, you can't put the wife in there.
You can't put the wife in there. Why are you doing that, you?
I'm just asking.
Why you doing that?
It ain't right.
I don't even know why she would do that to you, King. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's,
all right.
But hey, man, once again, y'all stay safe and blessed, man. You stay healthy, man. I love talking to y'all in the morning.
Love you, King.
Thank you, brother.
Like I said, it's easy to say what you would do when you're not in that situation. I don't judge people for what they do when they're in survival mode. Wayne did what he felt was best for Wayne.
Let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
This is Laidback_Phil.
Boy, that's a stupid name.
Oh, my gosh.
How the hell you expect anybody to remember that? You got 20 followers. Nobody can remember that.
I got 130,000, fam. Tap in.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Tap in.
I can't. I would, but I can't remember the goddamn handle.
My goodness.
What is it? Laid back on a man on the beach? What is it? What was it?
So that's what you want yours to be.
What do you mean?
So what would you do laying back with a man on the beach? Now, if Donald Trump said he would pardon you, well, let me ask you a question. Would you endorse Donald Trump, wear that sweater, if you could possibly be pardoned and not have to spend 10 years, let's say, in jail?
I mean, the only way to deal with mayonnaise is with a knife. So if I know he can get me out, I'm going to get out.
What the hell are you talking about?
Are you saying that you would spread your cheeks for Trump? That's what you do with mayonnaise and a knife. You spread that goddamn mayonnaise.
That is true.
If he can get me out, I'm going to get out. I'm on the island and somebody come through with a boat, I'm going to get on the boat.
And it don't matter who driving the boat. I'm with you, brother. That's why I said, this is not a easy yes or no question. I don't judge people for what they do when they're in survival mode. I don't know nothing about Lil Wayne. I don't know what he's dealing with personally. I know he got a bunch of kids. Nobody wants to go to prison for 10 years. So it's not as easy as a yes and no. It's a lot of circumstances that go into that question.
All right, well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is I don't judge people for what they do when they're in survival mode. Wayne clearly was trying to survive, and he survived.
Yeah, and Wayne had gray pants on, if you want to know. He had gray pants on and a gray turtleneck. I'm telling you, they probably gave him that sweater there because it didn't match his outfit. They probably said, put this sweater on, take the picture, thumbs up. I got you when this is over. That's what probably happened. Wayne don't have this sweater.
Now, next what we need to happen is for all of these people who got these, you know, hair chemicals and hair follicles that help hair grow back, please help our brother Lil Wayne.
You'll stop it.
Please. Give him the shot, the PRPS, something, please, man.
PRPS is jeans, bro. What are you talking about?
Whatever the thing is called. Y'all know what I'm talking about, where they draw your blood, and then they re-inject your blood back in you so your hair follicles will grow. Please, man.
My goodness.
PRP,
right.
I'm sorry, PRP.
PRPS.
Yeah, PRP.
Give him some jeans.
Then you will give him some PPP.
Hey, man, at this point.
Get them slacks off, give him some PRPS.
At this point, Lil Wayne could use some denim up there. All right? Anything's better than what's up there. All right? Denim dreads would be amazing. That's a
trend. Weezy, we joking, Weezy.
He's been a trendsetter. Denim dreads would be the move.
My goodness.
All right?
Okay. Yeah,
you ain't got no PRPS dreadlocks. All right? Stop it.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about who Donald Trump is pardoning. We'll give you some more of the people on the list. And I do want to address these two people who have an OnlyFans account now.
Oh, y'all made funny about me about creating one with my bro. But now when these two bros do it, it's different.
Right? You don't think people are making fun of them?
I don't know, but we'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm super duper excited. Let me tell you why, right?
That VIP honey pack?
No.
What?
Yesterday I ordered a trainer, a bike trainer in December, like December 1st.
I think you say waist trainer.
No.
I thought the same thing, Yee.
I was thinking the same thing. Remember eating that one already?
No. I had a bike trainer. And what it is, you know, it's too cold to ride outside. So you can actually hook your bike, your back wheel to this trainer and you can ride indoors, which is pretty dope. So it came yesterday. So I rode yesterday for the first time in a long time.
How much it costs to hire a trainer to come ride you in your house?
No, it's a device. It's not a person. But, you know,
like a robot?
I haven't rode in a long time, and I'm not going to front. My bookie kind of hurts a little bit.
It hurts from not riding in a long time?
I didn't wear the bike shorts with the padding on it yesterday. So
You didn't use the gel yesterday?
I didn't use the gel.
You should use the gel with your new toy, Envy. I think it'll make it a lot easier.
I think you're right. So I'm gonna get back on that horse when we finish.
That's what you nicknamed
show.
Him.
Okay.
Dropping the cruise bomb for horse. God damn it.
Yes.
Uchi Wally, Uchi Bang Bang.
The more you get on that horse, the less your butt will hurt.
There you go. All right. Well, that's what I'm gonna do. Okay.
Well, you keep riding, Envy.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Get that hole back to the glory that it once had.
The what?
The glory.
What's wrong with you, man?
You have a big old glory hole at one point in your life?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
My goodness. All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yeah, let's talk about some of these pardons and commutations from Donald Trump in his last days.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk all these pardons.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump and these pardons that he did last night at midnight. And just so you know, he has until today at noon, so there might be some more people getting clemency. Now, some of the people, Snoop Dogg, by the way, had really petitioned for Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O. Harris to get clemency, and he did find out that he will be released early from prison on Donald Trump's orders, even though the White House has not publicly said so about that yet. Lil Wayne, we've been talking about that all morning. And as you know, Lil Wayne has been issued a pardon as well as Kodak Black. Now, one person who didn't get one, by the way, and thought he was going to get one was Joe Exotic. His name was not on that list, but he does still have until noon to make that list.
I can't wait to give him Donkey of the Day today because Dramos and Envy was so excited about Joe Exotic getting pardoned. It was kind of sick the way they were championing for him, but we'll talk about it.
Definitely was a champion.
That's a lie.
I'm just surprised he didn't get it.
Another person, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Roc Nation CEO Desiree Perez was also granted a pardon. So, all in all, it was like 143 people, I believe.
Yeah, that's why I don't think nobody else is getting pardoned or commuted because they put it all on the website. But salute to everybody who got their sentence pardoned and got their sentence commuted. I'll tell you something else. When you look at that list of people who got pardoned and got their sentences commuted, you realize how bad the 86 mandatory minimum sentencing, the 88 crack laws, and the 94 crime bills really were. Those bills destroyed the black and brown community. So many folks on that pardon list who got life are extremely big numbers for non-violent drug offenses. So many people on there who got life in prison for distribution of weed, but weed is being legalized all over the country. If I'm Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, everyone locked up for weed and non-violent drug offenses should be set free immediately. That's one of the first steps of healing for this country.
All right, well, he does still have until noon, like I said, today, so maybe Joe Exotic has a chance. Not sure.
I doubt it. That fool already went and got a limo, hair, and makeup, only to have his ass, only to have his date canceled on him.
He said hair and makeup?
Hair and makeup.
All right, Future's manager has responded to the rumors that there was going to be a versus battle between Future and Travis Scott. Now, this all came from Clubhouse. Apparently, there was a Clubhouse conversation, and somebody who works for Timbaland actually was taking some comments from people. Gary Morrell is his name. And he, you know, people were saying this would be a good matchup. And he just basically said, you know, those are just some wish list pairings people would like to see. He said, I simply said, we will see what we can do to make that happen. He said, we've had no conversations with Travis or Future yet.
Listen, don't do that to Travis Scott. Okay, and don't disrespect Future. I don't care how you feel about Future. That man is a hip-hop icon who has weapons of mass destruction in his arsenal. And you can't talk about the last decade of hip-hop without talking about goddamn Hendrix. Okay? Travis Scott would lose that 19-1.
Now, isn't the versus battle between Keisha Cole and Ashanti tomorrow night at 8 p.m.?
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yep, that's okay. Tomorrow. Yep.
You forgot about that.
I did. I forgot about it. That's tomorrow? Thursday?
Yep, tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm there for it.
All right, another thing that's coming soon is Drake's Certified Lover Boy album. Now, Charlie Puth had tweeted something, and he deleted it pretty quickly. He put, Drake's dropping on the 21st. And that set everybody ablaze. Everybody's talking about it. As you know, Drake's been hard at work to get this album out. They kept saying it's coming out in January. And so now we shall see if it really comes out.
I heard it was dropping February 30th.
Okay, and you heard it already, right?
No, I didn't hear it. It was a bootleg out of something, but
now people are really gonna think that it drops on February 30th. Can you tell them there is no February 30th? Sir?
Why you gotta ruin the joke? Why you can't let things just linger?
Because people gonna be
that's what I want. I want them to run with it. I want them to get on Twitter and social media and say Charlamagne said Drake's album drops February 30th. I want them to be stupid.
Okay. All right, rewind it. All right,
yes, man.
It.
Let's go back. Say it again, ye.
All right. Well, Charlamagne, you've heard the album already, right?
No, I haven't heard the album, but I heard that it drops on February 30th.
Man, I can't wait to pick it up. I'm going to pre-order it right now.
Yeah, you should. You can pre-order it right now, February 30th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm
going to get it. All right, DJ Khaled and Fat Joe have launched a joint OnlyFans account. So, Envy, you were a pioneer in this.
That's right.
You had
your feet on there.
I definitely didn't have my feet on it, but me and Caesar Flipping New Jersey, we created an OnlyFans to teach people about real estate. We weren't doing it naked.
With your titties out.
Had nothing to do with me being naked or him being naked. We were just teaching people how to do real estate on that platform.
Yeah.
We were not.
So y'all just going to let Khaled and Fat Joe steal y'all thunder?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a competition, sir.
It is a competition. Okay.
No, there's room for everybody. You know, there's a lot of people.
Flipping New Jersey should have the Weight Watchers deal. Not Khaled. Khaled hasn't lost any weight from that Weight Watchers deal. Flipping New Jersey's actually lost weight.
Weight Watchers is now called WW. They've rebranded.
Fat Joe's in better shape than all of y'all. All right?
All right, so what is going to be on this platform, though, on their OnlyFans page? They'll be playing basketball together. They'll be in the studio talking to people. They'll be doing motivating and inspiring and spreading positive vibes only.
I want to see Khaled play a whole game of basketball. See, this is what Khaled does. Khaled puts snippets of exercise up, but we clearly know these ain't full sessions that he's doing. These are just for social media, aren't they?
He's dunking in one of these pictures.
That's a goddamn.
Yeah, stop it. I'll fight you right
he
now.
He is. He's dunking. I'm looking That's at the picture right now. He's dunking
donuts.
In it. Now, stop you it. Said you could dunk earlier. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee.
That's a lot.
And that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need your icon, your god. Okay, your Tiger King to come to the front of the congregation, Joe Exotic. This is a very teachable moment, and that teachable moment is never, ever count your tigers until they scratch. I think that's it. Is that it?
We'll get into that next. And also, let me shout out John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. I was in Walmart the other day. You know they got their own cereals, the Chex with Teigen and
well, that's not theirs.
It's John Legend, well, they endorsed on it. I thought that was pretty dope. I bought it. I don't eat Chex. I bought it, but I just don't eat it. I just want the support. But anyway, Donkey the Day's up next.
To eat John Legend, bro. That's so
crazy. Yo, what is wrong
you
with
a wild boy. This guy is crazy.
Yo, you know what?
This envy guy is a nut.
Oh, my goodness. Donkey the Day's up next. I hate you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny sleep say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the Day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Call me the Donkey of the Day, but like... I mean no harm.
Listen, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 20th goes to one of DJ Envy and DJ Dramos' favorite people, Joe Exotic.
Stop it.
Now, if you've been paying attention this morning, then you know last night Donald Trump released some last-minute pardons that including the likes of Lil Wayne, Kodak Black, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, and countless victims of the war on drugs. People like Luis Gonzalez, who was a 78-year-old nonviolent drug offender who served more than 27 years of a life sentence. Anthony DeJohn, who has served more than 13 years of a life sentence for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Corvain Cooper, 41 years old, and has served more than 7 years of a life sentence for his nonviolent participation in a conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Hey, soon to be President Joe Biden. All of that was your fault. Okay, the 86 mandatory minimum sentence and the 88 crack law, the 94 crime bill, all those folks I named got their lives taken away from them because of federal drug laws you wrote. So many people on there who got life in prison for distribution of weed, but weed is being legalized all over the country. If I'm Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I'm making weed legal, and everyone locked up for weed and nonviolent drug offenses should be set free immediately. Okay, that's one of the first steps. A healing for this country. Right your wrongs, Joe. Right your wrongs. I want to see all these people free. And when your administration sets all these people free who are doing big numbers for weed because of policies you wrote, Kamala can say this.
We did it, Joe.
Okay, drama. I also need you to be a little quicker next time. Now back to today's Donkey of the Day. The reason I told you about all of those people is because out of all of those people, the one I kept hearing folks in this room here at the Breakfast Club talk about is Joe Exotic. I mean, it seems like for months, all I've been hearing Dramos and Envy talk about is Joe Exotic getting a pardon, okay? I can't wait for Joe Exotic to get a pardon. Yeah. Tiger King, Tiger Bone, Tiger Woods, Tony the Tiger, Frosted Flakes, they're great. I mean, these guys were on it, super excited. If you don't know who Joe Exotic is, he's the former Oklahoma zookeeper who has been serving 22 years in federal prison. Now, the reason Joe Exotic is getting Donkey of the Day is because this, ladies and gentlemen, is a prime example of why you don't count your chickens before they hatch. Okay, in this case, you don't eat your flakes until they're frosted. All right, see, Joe Exotic's legal team requested a pardon. They sent a letter, and the letter said he humbly requests a pardon to correct the injustices he has experienced and to have the opportunity to return to providing meaningful contributions to his community. Listen, people, great requests. But one thing we all must learn in life is never celebrate too early. I apply this to everything in life. Something isn't done until it's done. I don't care how close we are. Even now, y'all celebrating as if Donald Trump don't have presidential power until noon today. I'm watching CNN. They on the White House lawn with the freaking jet, and it says Trump soon to depart White House. We don't know what's on that man's mind or what he's thinking. Okay, if he goes away quietly, I'll be surprised, but I'm not celebrating anything yet. Salute to the good brother Isaac Hayes III. He's got these hoodies and shirts that say, I survived 45. He's been selling them for a whole month. I got one, but I'm not wearing it until tomorrow because I refuse to get ahead of myself, and that's exactly what Joe Exotic did. He got ahead of himself. Let's go to KOCO ABC5 for the report, please.
Eric Love is the lead advocate for Team Tiger, a group consisting of attorneys and private investigators who represent Joseph Maldonado Passage, a.k.a. Joe Exotic. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison in a murder-for-hire plot and for violating wildlife laws. Love tells me he's the one who told Maldonado Passage to look into a presidential pardon. Love says they expect to get the nod sometime tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., but in the meantime, they've been preparing for his release.
We've
We've got hair, makeup, you know, wardrobe, a doctor, and also a mental health expert.
He says they also have a limo ready to pick him up from the prison in Fort Worth, Texas, and take him to a secure location.
Joe's biggest thing is he can't wait to get out, as you can imagine. And he doesn't want anyone to see him until his hair is done. So the most important person tomorrow is the hair, makeup, wardrobe folks.
This white nigga. Joe Exotic had the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to not only book a limo, but had hair and makeup and a mental health expert at the ready. Had the nerve to say that the most important person is the hair person. No, the most important person is the person that was supposed to give you the pardon. Okay? You just knew you was coming home. Now, I'm all about speaking things into existence, but I'm also about dealing with reality. And the reality is you don't throw your hands up in the air before you make the shot. Did you learn nothing from Nick Young on Tuesday, March 25th, 2014? Remember when Nick Young shot that shot versus the Knicks and it went in and went out, but he turned around and threw his hands up in the air like he made it? This is such a teachable moment. See, your Uncle Sharla, I'm that uncle who has a bunch of quotes that may or may not go with the situation, and they may or may not make sense, but they do make sense. See, you start with light ones like, see, nephew, this Joe Exotic situation is why it is never over until you win. Simple enough to understand. And then I turn to one of my nieces and say, see, this Joe Exotic thing is why you never sell a tiger skin until you kill it. That's simple enough to understand. And then this is when Unc says something that makes sense but don't really make sense. See what I'm talking about? That damn Tiger King thought he was getting out. Went and got a goddamn limo before he got the pardon. That's why you focus on the mission from launch to landing and celebrate only when the rocket is safely on the ground and the tiger is safe in the cage. Huh? Shut up. One more. See, a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. But at least them goddamn sheep not sleeping in prison.
What? I like that one.
You understand it?
Yeah,
okay.
I like that one.
The moral of the story is, it's better to live 1 year as a tiger than 100 as a sheep. Unless that 1 year as a tiger is in prison. What I'm trying to tell you is, a tiger never returns to its prey he did not finish off. Joe Exotic and his legal team ordered a limo, hair, and makeup before the devil damn prey was finished. All I'm simply saying is, never celebrate too early. That's nothing. Okay? That's it. Please give Joe Exotic the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
That's right. Don't be a tiger's head with a snake's tail.
Huh? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now,
yes,
when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's the one and only.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, man, it's D calling from Hot Atlanta.
What up, D? Okay. Atlanta is hot, man. What's your question for you?
Me and my fiance, we talking about getting married, and I think it should be a good idea to go to a courthouse, but she want to do a wedding thing.
And what's the problem?
A church wedding. Because it's a pandemic, I don't think we should do a church with full family members.
Okay, you don't want to have people there because for safety issues.
Right.
But you guys don't want to push the wedding back. Can you get married in the courthouse and then do a real wedding later?
Yes, I think that would be an option.
Yeah, I think it's all about finding solutions and compromises. I mean, that way you both win. I understand safety issues, and it's a concern, but I also understand she has a vision of what she wants. And so respectful of both of you, I think you guys, if you want to get married now and not put it off, then you can legally get married, but then when it's time, you guys can start planning now for maybe next year sometime to have a real one and plan it out well, because a lot of people won't be able to show up if you do it in a church. Like you said, you are in Hotlanta.
Yeah. We got people coming from all over.
Yeah. So just to make it easier on everyone and for practical purposes, I would say, why don't we just, I want to marry you now. I want to be able to call you my wife. But next year, let's do something official when it's safe and everyone can come.
I like that plan.
There you go.
Thank you, Angela.
No problem.
Wow.
All right.
You genius, you genius. My goodness. Ask ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Steve.
Steve, what's up, man? What's your question for Yee?
Hey, man, I need some relationship advice, man.
Okay.
I'm my girlfriend, man. We've been together since we were 16, but back home, right? And we have two kids out of the relationship. But the first kid, when we got my first daughter, we had a lot of problems, man. She ran out and trying to, you know, find someone else, and she cheated on me. But mm-hmm. that thing didn't work for her, but I settled down with her and talked. So I take her back, and I get a new place and everything. But now it's like, man, everything going down because of her family. She keep on putting her family between that relationship. People keep on talking. People literally keep trying to push her away. And it's like she's too young. She's too young and she don't understand. But I'm trying to figure it out, like if I should go or stay.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have two kids. How long have you been together? Since you were 16, but how old are you now?
I'm 23. Both of us 23.
Okay. But you guys, are you in love with each other or are you just together because you have kids together?
I mean, after what happened, if I didn't love her, I wasn't going to stay with her. But I think we still love each other. But it's like something cannot work.
Are you still upset that she cheated before?
Yeah, yeah.
So she cheated and then you, and how long ago was that?
Like a year.
Okay, so that was recently. And you guys are already having relationship issues when that happened?
Yeah, we still have a lot of issues when that happened. We still have a lot of issues. But sometimes when I was just trying to fix it, it's like she didn't want that to get fixed up. She wanted to go away instead. And I let her, you know, I just leave her alone and let her do what she want to do. And after she's trying to do it, and that didn't work. And I still take her back. Trying to help her and everything. Trying to tell her to understand life.
You sound very unhappy.
Yeah, because I'm a hardworking man, you know, and take care of two kids at 23 years old, get your responsibility right. It's not something easy.
Right. It sounds like, have you guys ever tried to get some outside help?
No, not really. You know, the people that were supposed to help us, like my dad don't really want to talk, you know, you don't really want to be in that part, but like her dad keep on pushing her to go away, you know, and especially tax season, like these parents, man, they've been looking at, you know, they've been looking at your money. They be like, oh, you know, she gotta come stay with me now because we gotta get a house and your house because you keep on buying cars every year. And
all right, Steve, I just want to say. Just to say something here, Steve, I think that, A, your family should not be interfering with whatever's going on in your relationship. That's not going to help anything. I do think that y'all need some outside person, like a relationship therapist or somebody that can actually help you guys figure out how to communicate better with each other. Figure out how to, if you want to be with this woman, you have to forgive her for what happened last year if you do want to move on. If it's something that you, and she has to be accountable and accept responsibility and do what it is that she needs to make you feel comfortable. But sometimes that's not going to come from you guys talking to each other because it sounds like there's a lot of hurt, there's some anger, and too many family people getting involved, and y'all need to learn how to effectively communicate with each other so you can move forward.
You're right. Well, I was trying to look up for some help.
Actually, I think we do have some free therapy sessions. Can we give them a therapy session?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. We got
don't
you.
Hang up. Courtesy, just hold on, all right?
Courtesy of RCA Records and Toby. You know, we got free sessions with Talkspace. Talkspace is a tele app. We got six of them for you.
Okay.
Six
well, hold
months,
on, brother.
Six
okay.
months for you.
Don't hang up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, ask ye 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and speaking of people who need to talk about some therapy with their families, let's talk about Wendy Williams. She's having some very public issues with her brother, and this all has to do with their mother's funeral.
All right, I'm about to take another COVID test right now, and I'll be right back. Rumors on the way is The Breakfast Club.
Ain't no swap.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wake up. It's the Breakfast.
Hey. All I see is nonstop coverage of Donald Trump on CNN. CNN, y'all are making a mistake by making Donald Trump the A story, okay? Change the temperature. It's about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris today. Donald Trump just asked Melania to come up and speak the few words she knows, okay? He did. He said that. He said, come up here and speak the few words you know. How right. soon before Melania is letting someone from ASAP Mob tap that? ASAP Mob next, or 1017?
Next week. But let me ask you a question. Why is YMCA his theme song?
That is a great question. I have no idea why YMCA is Donald Trump's theme song. Great record, but I don't know why.
I don't know why. He grooves to this song.
I just noticed Jump that. Man. I mean, I've heard it play a lot of times, but I just realized that really is his theme song.
That's his theme song. Yeah, every man. Superhero has to have one. Man.
And it's amazing because he cut budgets. He cut funding for YMCA's with some of his budget cuts. I don't get it. It's weird.
That is crazy. But anyway, let's get to the rumors. Damn, we're going to get to the hook. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, this family drama has been playing out. It all started when Tommy Williams, Wendy Williams' brother, was accusing Wendy Williams of not showing up for their mother's funeral.
Why didn't you go to the funeral? Why couldn't you call daddy and let him know why? I was there when you came in on that night of the dawning of the wake. And you told us. You told daddy that you had to race back to New York, handle business. You were only going to be in town for the viewing. Your father didn't even know that you were in town for the funeral. And you're out eating lunch with your ex and your son. He's hurt, Wendy. We have a small family, fragmented because of this.
All right, well, Wendy responded and said she was there.
Tommy, you know I was at mommy's service. And you know that you fist fought a loving member of our family, half your age. You started a fight over an open casket right there with my mother. Thank God we were at a civilized funeral home. And the men of the funeral home blocked so mommy wouldn't fall out and there'd be a catastrophe.
Now, Wendy's ex, Kevin, was there at the funeral. So was Kevin Hunter Jr., their son. And here's what she had to say about Kevin breaking up the fight.
My ex-husband came back to my son and I, and he said, I know it's not my place. And Big Kev said, I need to break this up. This is not right. So I said, all right, Kevin, but please don't throw fists and stuff because you will be the one blamed. And me and your son will go to court and defend you all the way to the end. And he walked up to the front and separated my brother and this young family member and moved it all out there to the lobby. Still heard the screaming.
First they had all that conversation before they broke up the fight?
First of all, Kevin Hunter can't fight. That's number one. All right. Number two, none of y'all phones work. Does this have to play out publicly? Like, y'all grown as hell. Tommy shouldn't be on social media with this. Wendy shouldn't be on TV with this. That's y'all family business. And I promise you, we don't care. Okay. I will say, though, pretending to like people is exhausting. Family member, co-workers, if I don't like you, we don't have to pretend. But there's no need to drag each other's name through the mud for something that can be handled behind the scenes.
Now, Wendy also talked about a conversation she had with her son after the ordeal, and she wanted to make sure that her son was aware they were not going to be getting back together, but they did all go out to eat.
Before going back to my sister's, I said to my son, I said, you know, your dad is really something else. I don't want to mislead you or guide you into thinking that we're getting... He said, Mom, I know. I said, you want to just the three of us go out and grab something to eat and also bring stuff over to Aunt Wanda's? Do you want to just, like, change the mood and celebrate family and find it in our hearts to kind of not forgive, but move on in the name of the service? And my son said, yeah.
If I know Wendy... Like I used to know Wendy. Mm-hmm. She's highly upset that none of this is happening next week when her movie and documentary premieres on Lifetime. This is great promo for all of that.
It is.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's hard. Her mother just died. I mean, well, she died a while, but they just had these services for her mom. I'm sure it's painful. Nobody wants to think about this, I would think, right? I wouldn't want to put that on anybody. That's her mom. All at a funeral. That can't be a easy thing to have to deal with. All right. Now, Nas recently joined Rick Rubin on his Broken Records podcast. And one thing that he talked about was his feud with Jay-Z and how it was an honor.
The art of emceeing was right there on full display. I was honored to have that part of my life happen because that's how I saw the greats do it coming up. I saw some of the greats do it when you're trying to make the best stuff you can make. And you bump heads with another MC, and then you guys have a war or whatever. That's what this art form was since the beginning.
I loved it. One of the greatest mm-hmm. hip-hop battles of all time. Okay, two MCs going at it in their prime, and both of them came out better than before. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got killed. Just music. And all these years later, I think we can all say without a shadow of a doubt that Hov won. But that's just my personal opinion.
All right. And Vogue is going to put out a second Kamala Harris cover after the backlash from the cover of that February issue. Yes, they decided to put out an alternate version of the magazine with a different photo. If you want to get that photo, you can order it online.
Is somebody other than Doug going to do the makeup and hair this time? Who's going to, like, somebody, like, what are you going to do? By the way, she's not a fashionista. Like, I don't understand why people got upset. They gave us Kamala Harris, who she is, on that cover. What did y'all want?
A little clarity. It would look clear. Look a little. It didn't look like they shot it.
It just wasn't a good picture. She could be who she is, but it just didn't look like Vogue has a standard of their covers. And so you don't want to go below that standard for the first ever female vice president.
I thought she looked fine. Y'all not going to be happy until she do the busted challenge. Y'all want to see her in full makeup and hair. And
It looked like they shot it on a flip phone, though.
I don't think it was about that. I think it was about the background with that.
Yeah, it looked bad.
It didn't look good. It didn't look like they even hired somebody to do the shoot.
That's y'all opinion. I didn't think
that. I mean, her team wasn't happy with it either. That wasn't even the picture they picked.
And that was ridiculous for them to be upset about a goddamn Vogue cover at a time like that. We just had a freaking insurrection at Capitol Hill, but they worried about a Vogue cover. That's what they choose to be upset about? Come on, man.
I think it's representative of, like, let's show the woman some respect and give it that standard that Vogue has.
I don't respect her because of how she looks. I respect of who she is.
I don't think it's about looks. It's how the whole picture looked.
You just said about looks.
And, no, I said how it looks. The standard of what their covers look like, not how she looks. You don't understand, like, the background and the fact that they told her team that they were using a different picture and then used a completely other one than what they told and they were blindsided? I mean, if that's what they want, that's what they did. And now we're getting a different cover for our Madam Vice President. All right, and Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's marriage issues will be featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And Page Six has revealed that. So even though they've been saying that they want to keep their life and all their issues off the TV and Kanye didn't want to be part of that, looks like that's going to be happening. So it's the final season. I guess you'll get to see some of what's was supposed to be private, but I guess none of that's private anymore. Okay. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. I just want to tell you guys that today is National DJ Day today. So shout out to all DJs out there. And Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let's go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to DJ Self. Today is Self's birthday. It's also National DJ Day. So shout out to all the DJs out there today.
Happy born day
Happy
to
birthday.
DJ Self.
Shout out to all my Capricorns out there. Capricorn season is almost over. We got one more day.
Yo, Self, I don't know why they be killing you about your outfits, man. I think
because they look crazy.
I think you dress perfectly fine for a Caribbean. Okay, I think you're A-OK, my brother.
I don't think he's Caribbean. I think he's African.
Oh, African. There you go. My fault.
My goodness.
All right. And tomorrow night, it's the biggest night of the year for podcast fans. It is our 2021 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Almost 100 million people listen to podcasts every month, and we are recognizing the best of the best. So celebrate the podcast we've leaned on for laughs, headlines, stories to get our adrenaline pumping, and voices to comfort us. Make sure you don't miss the 2021 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, and you can watch on iHeartRadio's YouTube and Facebook. That's all happening tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
And listen, I want to salute everybody who has a favorite podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Today, we launched a new comedy podcast. It's called Carefully Reckless by Jess Hilarious. Jess Hilarious has her own podcast now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, and it's available everywhere now. The first episode is titled Hillbillies Stormed the Capitol. Okay, so go subscribe right now wherever you listen to podcasts. The crazy thing is, Jess, we put out her trailer for her podcast last week, and she charted in the top 100 with just the trailer. So I'm interested to see what Jess does. But you can go to the iHeartRadio app and type in Black Effect, or just look up Carefully Reckless wherever you listen to podcasts. But go support Jess Hilarious' new podcast, Carefully Reckless, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network right now.
All right. Well, shout out to Jess. Now, when we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, this quote goes back to what I was talking about earlier in Donkey of the Day, which is just celebrating too early. And Oscar Wilde once said, "People who count their chickens before they are hatched act very wisely, because chickens run about so absurdly that it's impossible to count them accurately." You understand that, you'll understand life.
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.